It's a small chip, but it'll tell the story, I think.
Dust. Here you are. I'll go ahead and get a close up.
Close up, I'll get the rake. I'll get started on the rake.
Okay.
Gene, if you can pick up one more rock in that picture with your tongs, let's bag it.
I'll get it.
Could you come back?
And 17, we'd like to have you guys driving in 10 minutes, please.
Nag.
That's right.
Okay. I guess you want to sort of out in nothing land here, huh? I can bag it for you, Gino.
Roger.
That's all right. I want to get this close up here.
Okay, I moved about 5 to 8 meters northeast of the rover. And as soon as Gene gets here, the Nomen.
Coming.
Bob, I've got a sample that was laying next to that boulder. I did not get an after picture of it, but it's, as I was taking my cross-up pictures, it is on my side of the boulder just about 4 or 5 inches covered with a dark mound.
I think we probably disturbed that one. It'll probably show up in the befores.
Okay, copy that.
And that's in bag 479.
Okay.
Yeah, Gene, let's rake right out there.
Let's go ahead and bag that one, and I'll get the Nomen out there.
Okay. Bobby, you might have seen from the camera up towards where we think Emery is, you got a pretty high concentration of boulders up there.
Okay, and I think that that's...
Concentration of boulders up there.
Okay, and I think that that's where we thought we were a little bit closer to Emery than you are.
Well, we've thought about going on up there, although we're in a pretty good area here, too, from a standpoint of boulders.
Yeah.
Again, I think, face the sun.
Yes,
I think, for the most part, large and small, all the fragments seem to be filleted or even mantled by the dark material.
Let me get out of your way.
Well, I got to clean my camera. I can't even see. What area are you going to rake?
To the your left of the, ahead of the Nomen and to your left there.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, Jimmy, copy that. That's a good observation. And I also gather that most of the rocks look pretty much the same.
That's what I said.
Yeah, except a change in vesicularity.
Right.
In terms of the size of the vesicles, where I described one as being a more hummocky vesicular type rock. The first time I've noticed any of the dark mineral was when we took that one big slab chip off that boulder.
Okay, copy that.
I didn't look at it that close to see what it was.
Copy that, guys.
I'm going to get a pan jack while you're doing that.
Okay.
Good idea, Gene.
Some good targets for the 500 around here. We got to get those machines with the 500.
The double core will be eliminated at this stop. Want to get started back toward the
17. Again, a reminder.
Bob, I'm really only penetrating. I'm only penetrating about the most 3 centimeters into this area with a rake. I picked up a fairly good sample of boulders, but most of them were within that distance of the surface and projecting out of it.
Okay, I copy that.
Ready? A couple more, Jack. Okay, coming at you. Well, the band's complete. I'll give you a frame count shortly.
Copy that, Tino.
Two bags, I think. Two bags full. First bag is 457.
Copy that.
457. Oh, man. Don't let me lose them. That's enough. Give me a couple small ones.
Well,
okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. The rake sample. They're all fragments.
Copy that. And then we need a kilogram of soil.
Yes, sir. Okay, Bob, all the fragments, of course, are completely covered with the mantle, and they are slightly, or maybe 20% particular. I just took a glance at them. But for the most part, they appear to be rounded to sub-rounded fragments. Okay, let's get the kilogram. Okay. Well, shoot. Start all over. Start again. 459, we'll get the kilogram, Bob.
Copy that.
Get some more.
Okay, fill it up.
Can you close it?
Yeah, I closed it.
That's a good kilogram.
Well, I just can't even read my camera anymore. I gotta learn how to control the dust. Okay, that's it.
Okay, you get the answer.
I tried to blow the dust off my
camera. Hey, we could get a... I think it's going to be hard to get a double core here. We could try a single right there.
Bob, we got time to get the core?
Negative. The core's been deleted. We'd like you to get your second fan, Jack, and then we'll press on.
Okay. I get it over here where our two sample sites are in view.
Copy that.
Now I know why I felt that we were much too close to Triton than what I thought. We weren't really too close to Triton, because Triton's way out here. That makes me feel better. A guy would know if he landed a 100 meters from a big set of craters like that. Yeah, well, on a landing site like this, you ought to know exactly where you are. Anyway, I landed where I wanted to. Okay, Bob, here's a reading for you.
Okay, ready for it. Okay, copy that, Gino.
Okay, we no more charges to deploy back going back, right?
No, we will deploy charge number 7 on the way back.
On the way back, okay.
Roger, it will be deployed at the same location we were originally planning on deploying it, which was in the checklist there.
Okay. Very good, sir. We'll get at it. Okay. I'm taking your camera.
Okay, and Jack, you got the pan, or getting it?
Yes, sir. And Bob, CDR is on frame count 60.
Okay.
Which one? And LZ is on 9-5.
Copy, 9-5.
Okay, Gene. And we need EP-7, Jack. You got the and the scooper back on? Okay, get the charge. I'll set the low gate. And we'll be ready to do it. Bob, my impression right now is that the dark mantle may just be a... Well, at least in here, it's indistinguishable from a regolith that might be derived from these other rocks. It seems to be a little dark for that, but that might be the answer.
Okay, we'll have to do on that again tomorrow, and EP-7 is the charge, right?
Jack, I figured out if you mount the rover at 90 degrees, when you pick up your seat, you'll miss the dust. Let me help you in before I do that, Jay. Just put your seat 90 degrees to it.
Yeah.
But you're turning right high.
Do I?
Yeah. I'm surprised the belt fits.
Yeah, it fits fine.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. Not too good, huh?
Yeah, we're learning.
I hope my bag was closed. Yours was. Did you get it?
Yeah,
I'm in. As a matter of fact, I did. I thought that.
Okay, we mark you underway.
You know, you ought to put that sampler down. Not yet. It's not the sampler. It's these bags with memory.
This thing is too high for you. You're hitting it all the time.
No, we're not on our way, Bob.
Okay.
Okay. And you want the charge deployed at 320.7, huh?
All right, it will be 0.6. We'll change that to 0.6 on EP-7, but and it'll really be just wherever you cross 0.6 on range.
Okay. Well, if it was. It's twisted, Jack, 180. That took out some of your... Wait a minute, here. Which way? Well, I can't see. Your left hand's in the way now. Away from you. Twisted away from you. 180 degrees. Okay? Yeah, now the other 90. Okay, now try it. Well, let me see. You got it? That should do it. Okay. Here's your charge. Yeah, it takes a learning. That's half of the first EVA. Okay, Bob. We are rolling. Mark it.
Okay, copy that, Jack. Gene.